I'm sitting at a very lovely restaurant called Quinji, having dinner Chinese style because, yes, I am back in China. Well, I'm leaving tomorrow. And I just listened to Big Fatty's little show, which means I'm hungry. I have dirty hands and I'm thinking of noodles. I don't know why. So I have ordered something from the menu that may or may not require sticks to eat. And I have no idea what it's going to taste like. I ordered something with mixed meat. And as you know from my previous call, I eventually discovered that it is pork. This time around, it was just a pretty picture. And I'm going with pretty pictures tonight because I can't be bothered.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
I just listened to Big Fatty's little show, which means I have dirty hands and I can't be bothered.
Yes! Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One and this is episode 27 Made in Anne. The BFO for Thursday, the 4th of October 2018, y'all. Coming up on today's Say It With Me.
A little show.
Big Fatty, excuse me, but I've got to go set up my my CB radio. What for? Oh, you'll find out, good buddy.
Breaker 19, this here's a rubber duck. You got a copy on me, love machine. Aw, 10-4 pig pen. For sure, for sure. By golly, it's clean, clear to Taco Town. Yeah, we definitely got us the front door, good buddy. Mercy sakes alive, looks like we got us a convoy.
Hello, good buddies. Yes, pig pen. We hear you loud and clear. Hi, everyone. Did I say what you are? Hello! What did I say, good buddies? Y'all, you are good buddies today. Because y'all, today is 10-4. Big Fatty, 10-4 that, good buddy. And so y'all, that's why you're good buddies of the BFO today. Big Fatty, you really turn nothing into much less than nothing. Well, you know, you just try to have some content. 10-4 then. Oh, here comes Smokey Bear. Yeah, I guess y'all, today, the fourth of 10-4, Big Fatty, of October. Y'all, it's a very important celebration of exiting the birth canal. Y'all, many of you have met this person at the Pride Vote 8. You've heard him call into the BFO. Y'all, in fact, I've got a call from this person. That runs about 7 minutes long. Big Fatty, is it Miss Bacon's birthday? No, y'all, he's everybody's favorite South African, German, Mexican. Y'all, it's Hendrick. Yes, Big Fatty, we love Hendrick, especially Jeremy. I mean, Hendrick was recently visiting that Big Ricky up there in the Chicagos, and y'all, he's just as nice a person as you'll ever meet. And Big Fatty's trying to get him to come to the Metropolis Republic for the weather weekend. Big Fatty, will Boss and Josh be there? I don't know. I don't know if Hendrick is on the 20, I don't think he's on the 20. Maybe he is, I don't know. Or the Face Space, y'all, wishing a happy celebration of exiting the birth canal. And Big Fatty, I hope he gets a big old piece of German sausage and a piece of cake.
It's recipe recommendation time. It's recipe recommendation time. Come on, Big Fatty listeners, and enjoy a recipe from Big Fatty or one of his chef listening friends. It's recipe recommendation time. Hey, cook up a storm.
Yes, y'all, that, of course, is Digga from up there in the Chicago's. And y'all, once again, Digga has outdone himself. A totally original, never heard before, a bumper. And Digga, I think you're probably having a little camisole weather up there, but stay warm. We don't need you to get a chill or anything. But y'all, you know, the other day I told you that Francie sent me a picture of her crabs, beep, Fatty. And y'all, she's had a recipe on here, and y'all, I was reminded by that Sam in the hinterlands that I had failed to provide the recipe as previously promised. So y'all, I'm gonna give you just a second to go get your pencil so you can get the recipe for enjoying Francie's crabs, beep, Fatty. Yeah, I guess it, y'all. Now, here it is. You need 1 pound of crab meat. You need 1 stick of margarine. Big Fatty, is that like Oleo? Very similar. You need 1 cup of milk, 2 teaspoons of flour, 2 tablespoons of solid dressing. Big Fatty, is that like the mayonnaise? Probably so. 2 tablespoons of Old Bay seasoning, 2 teaspoons of mustard, and salt and pepper. And y'all, what you do is you melt the 1 stick of margarine, add the Old Bay seasoning to taste, milk, flour, and the mustard. You cook it until it becomes thick, pour in the crab meat, which has been mixed with the solid dressing. Put in a baking dish and cover with breadcrumbs. Bake until brown at 325 degrees. Big Fatty, that sounds lovely. And I think that's just lovely that Francie shared a recipe for her crabs. Big Fatty, I don't believe I said that. Yeah, Gussie, y'all, you know, I told you I'd gotten a can from that Moose Pea, and y'all, it says on here, open anytime, so y'all, we're just gonna go ahead and open it now. I believe it's a gay crema cart. Yo, by the way, I will put up a picture of this can, and Peter G's card, and Francie's crabs, at the BFO at noon today. So y'all, let's just open up, see what we got. Oh, Big Fatty, look, it's a what is that? It's a ghost, and it says wishing you a Halloween so good, and it says press here.
I may be a ghost, but I'm always in good spirits.
Big Fatty, this is just telling old jokes, kind of like the old gal.
Did you hear about the ghost who went to the barber shop? He got a scare cut.
Oh, Big Fatty.
How did the witch know the ghost was lying? She could see right through him.
Oh, Big Fatty.
Y'all, the ghost lights up and the little pumpkin on him lights up and it talks.
Don't even think about booing me. That's my job.
What? Big Fatty. Well, one more, Big Fatty.
Why did the ghost skip class? He thought he was too ghoul for school.
Oh, Big Fatty, too ghoul for school.
I may be a ghost, but I'm always in good spirits.
Big Betty's now repeating himself, kind of like you. Y'all, you open it up and it says, wishing you a Halloween so good that it's scary. Happy gay grandma Moose. Well, Moose, thank you so much. And we've gotten a little comedy routine included in that. So that is just as cute as it can be. Y'all, it's kind of like a molded plastic ghost that lights up and talks and everything. Big Freddy, he tells some coney jokes too. Yes, Big Freddy. Y'all, that of course is the happy music by that Alex Lefebvre. And y'all, by the way, Alex Lefebvre, you know, he's very important in the theater. And y'all, he put out on the Twitty, don't forget to the presidential alert might go off during the matinee performance on Hump Day. So make sure you turn off your cellular telephonic devices. And y'all, by the way, did you get the presidential alert? Big Fatty, is that why you ran to the toilet? Something like that. But Big Fatty did get it. I don't know, but I saw several people said that they did not get it. That Julian down there in the Lakeland Flowrider said he was spad. So anyway, y'all. Just telling you about my day. I'm just telling you, I have not slept worth a tinker's damn. Big Fatty Whitman strikes again. Hadn't slept worth a tinker's damn all week long. Y'all, it's just taking me forever to go to sleep. Big Fatty, is that cause you nip a nap? And I'm not really nip a napping though. And y'all Whitman Tinker over there on the Twitty said it was Fleet Week, so I guess he's going out to buy enemas. Big Fatty. So I did my evening nipple walk. It was almost pleasant. The humidity started to creep up towards the end of the evening nipple walk, but other than that, it was almost pleasant. We're not quite getting that taste of fall yet, but hopefully soon. Yes, Big Fatty, because it'll be winter before you know it. Well, that's true. Anyway, so I finally did go to sleep. Woke up hump day morning, had my coffee and my brufkus, went for my morning nipple walk. Y'all came back. Y'all had to sweep the acorns again. Y'all, they just sweep them off the front walk of the villa and come back an hour later, and they do just all over the place again. So, you know, it's going to be harsh. It's going to be a harsh winter. And y'all got my sure after my morning nipple walk, and y'all, then I was off to the Von's East. Can you hear that? Yes, Betty, we hear it. Y'all, as I do, on Senior Citizens Discount Day, I was off to the Von's East. Y'all, I had looked in the circular. Y'all, I had my hopes up so high that in the circular for the Von's East, they had the cinnamon brooms listed. Y'all, went in there, couldn't smell the first cinnamon broom anywhere in the store. I don't know if they've had a run on them or what. But anyway, y'all, they had the green giant steamer bags of the vegetables. I got a couple of those. They were buy one, get one free. It was the sugar snap peas. Oh, yes, Big Fatty. Y'all, they had the Kraft shredded cheeses on sale. Y'all, I got three. Sharp cheddar cheese, because y'all, you know, the sausage ball season coming up, and y'all, I got one of the Italian five cheese shredded cheese. I'll tell you about that in a minute. Y'all, they had the little bitty cans of the biscuits on sale, 10 for $10, and y'all had a coupon. If you bought three, you got a dollar off. So I bought three. Y'all, they had fire roasted diced tomatoes with garlic. Y'all, I decided I wanted to make me some Italian Mussolini spaghetti. So I got that five cheese Italian Mussolini cheese blend and the fire roasted tomatoes, diced tomatoes with the garlic. And y'all, I bought me a package of the ground round. You know, if you buy it 3 pounds in one package, you get a discount. And plus, it was on sale. Y'all, they had a quarter boneless brown sugar ham, sliced ham on sale. I got that. I thought I'd eat a little bit of that and then make me some ham solid later on this week. Y'all, they had the good Von's East sourdough English muffins on sale. They were a dollar off, so I picked up three packages of those. Y'all, they freeze well. Got me some sliced mushrooms and some onions for my Italian Mussolini spaghetti. Y'all, I got a dozen large eggs. And y'all, then I just got me a little treat. I just wanted a little treat. They had blueberry scones. Scones, you know, that's over there in the Mexico. They like to eat those scones. Got a package of those. Y'all, I spent $45.38, but I saved $20.30. Yes, Big Freddy! Big Freddy, what is that music? Y'all remember Paul Lynn? He used to be on the Hollywood Squares with the Turnip Head. Y'all, I love Paul Lynn. He sent me some kerfuffles. He says he saw this posted on the Face Space, and he thought it might use it for some kerfuffles when I need content. Big Freddy, that's like today. And so, y'all, I thought I'd read a couple of these to you. Peter Marshall, you know, he was the host. He says, who are more likely to be romantically responsive, women under 30 or women over 30? And Paul says, I don't have a third choice. Peter Marshall, Paul, why do Hell's Angels wear leather? And Paul says, because chiffon wrinkles too easily. Peter Marshall, oh, Paul, what would we ever do without you? Paul Lynn, replace me with Charles Nelson Reilly. Big Freddy, that would be a good one. Peter Marshall, true or false? Here, there are more psychiatrists in Beverly Hills than plumbers. And Paul says, well, when my toilet's backed up, I don't care who fixes it. Big Freddy, neither do I. And you back up the toilet as much as Granny does. Yes, Big Freddy. Oh, dear, I see y'all. I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely Thursday. Y'all, by the way, the Butt First recap show is finally posted. Y'all had to put on my orange hat with old Cricket Hat. Was there a problem? So, and y'all, it was interesting that Paul Lynn mentioned Charles Nelson Reilly. You know, Charles Nelson Reilly was a mentor to the old gal. I wonder if they ran in the same circles. Yes, Big Freddy, I believe it was Circle Jerk. Big Freddy, that was vulgar. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you heard the birthday boy, Hendrick. And, Hendrick, how are you going to celebrate today?
I just listened to Big Freddy's little show, which means I have dirty hands and I can't be bothered.
Oh, so you're going to listen to the BFO, touch yourself inappropriately, and do nothing.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one.
Yes!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.